Differentiate a formal and informal authority. Within an organization, everyone has two ways to exercise authority. The first is official, the second informal. The position one holds inside an organization determines one's formal authority. In terms of working conditions, performance evaluations, compensation and benefits, and other matters, the person with formal responsibility oversees his subordinate. Informal power is gained by a person's unique personal traits. History is replete with instances of persons who exercised informal control over their followers. Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and others come to mind. In the instance of informal authority, these leaders persuaded their followers to obey their instructions, yet this all took place in the absence of any formal power. The power of informal authority actually outweighs that of formal authority.